This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm has emerged as one of the top campaign surrogates for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Granholm has been a Clinton supporter since her first presidential run in 2008. Now she's been named a co-chair of the Clinton transition team. Granholm spoke with the Michigan Public Radio Network's Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta about her responsibilities and the presidential campaign.
Governor Granholm, thanks for joining us. So you were recently named as a co-chair of the Hillary Clinton transition team, should she be elected president in November. And we should also point out there is also a Donald Trump, a Republican transition team. In fact, there is a federal law that encourages this for the sake of stability between administrations. So what are the responsibilities of this team pre-November?
Well, it's interesting because there was a law that was passed in 2012, which gave a little bit of resources to both to whoever the presidential general election nominees would be for either party. And so the General Services Administration opens up two floors of a building in Washington, D.C., one for the Democrats, one for the Republicans, to be able to begin planning their transition. And in any presidential campaign, you have to be able to, one, take the candidate's promises on the campaign trail and turn them into reality, or at least plan for that process. Two, you have to make sure you identify the right people to fill the positions to make those promises come true. And three, you've got to review how the government is currently structured and how you would, what changes you want to make. And so the transition teams plan for that. Before the election, it's a very skeleton effort because you want to make sure, obviously, that people are focused on getting the candidate elected. After the election, it really blows up to a full-blown, we have got to plan for a whole new transition of power, and particularly to make those promises reality in the first 100 days, the ones that she has publicly pledged to do.
So what does a co-chair do? And in particular, what are your responsibilities as a co-chair?
Well, on Clinton's team, there's one chair, Ken Salazar, the former Secretary of the Interior, a former senator from Colorado, and someone with whom I served as Attorney General, because he was the Attorney General of Colorado back in the day. And then there are four co-chairs. I'm one of the co-chairs, and my portfolio will include the things that I'm passionate about, which includes jobs, energy, advanced manufacturing, small business, that kind of thing, and infrastructure. But everybody else does, you know, has a slice of it. And so making sure that those promises are carried out in the areas that I'm overseeing is what I'm going to be focused on.
And what do you need to be focused on in those areas?
Making sure you know that what she has said will actually become law in, you know, given the scenarios of what could happen in Congress. So planning for that is really what we are looking at. But as I say, it's very, it's a very bare bones effort at the start, and then it will ramp up afterward.
Now, I can't let you go without asking this. Would you like a role in a Clinton administration? And if so, what would it be? What do you see yourself doing if Hillary Clinton is elected president?
I have not had a single discussion with anybody on the Clinton team about this. This is totally not my focus. My focus is wanting to get her elected. So I'm uncomfortable talking about any future for me when really what I want to focus on is getting her elected.
Understood. But I know you're a planner. What would you like to do?
I'm not going there, Rick. I'm really not. It's just not my focus. It's a hypothetical. You know, we got to get her elected.
Governor Granholm, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks.
That was former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm speaking with the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta. A longer version of that interview can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.